We're loosely kind of sitting ourselves in Acts over these next few weeks and using it as a kind of help to see exactly what it is and what church is and what it means to belong to a church and what that looks like as we seek to work out what church is and being a church. So we're going to read Acts 2 and verse 41 through to 47. It's on the screen. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So what is church? Is the church a building or is it the people? People. Brilliant. First point learned. Ka-ching. And yet when we see the first church, look what they've said about them. Do you see verse 41? You can see it all up there. See those who accepted his message. That was the Peter's sermon to all of those standing there in Jerusalem. And as they hear that message, they were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. The message they heard and accepted was the good news of Jesus, the gospel, and they were added to a number. Do you see that? There were already a group of people who were saying, look, we're believers, we love Jesus, and effectively they were the church. That was what that number was, and they were added to that. And then look how they behaved. Verse 42, look on the screen. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship. First, it's another word for church or to being together. They devoted themselves to one another. See verse 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common. That's not to say that they all looked the same or they liked the same thing, but that they were concerned for each other. They cared for one another. They provided for one another. See that in verse 45. They sold their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. Then we read verse 46. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes. They ate together. Do you see the number of times the word together comes up? They were together. They were a church. And it was all about the people. They were together. Which makes you want to ask the question, what is it that made these people want to come together, be together, hang out together? What is it that is so special about being together? And you know what? I think sometimes we think of church a bit like a club. You know, like your swimming club, or your ballet club, or your book club, or your bingo club. And we think of it a bit like that. So we all come together, we all love Jesus, we all like singing, we all like praying, we all love doing the same thing, talking about Jesus, telling others about Jesus. We're a bit like a club. And years ago, I belonged to a club, a golf club. Here's my membership card. Victoria Golf Club. Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Oldest golf club in Canada. Has my membership number on it. Has my name on it. Mark T. Bentham. They got that wrong. It's Mark J. But I quite like it. Sounds a bit different. And I belonged. And I loved it. You know, here's some pictures of the golf club. There it was. There I was playing. A links course, as you can see. You used to tee off with the Olympic mountains in the background. It was beautiful. And it was fun. And there were some other pictures. Look, there's the clubhouse that I was belonged to. I used to go and get changed in this really fancy locker room. It was great being a member of this club. There were others who liked playing golf. There were others who liked to talk about golf. We all played, and I only paid £20 a month. All for the privilege. It's a special deal. There's some of the holes I played. Guaranteed, that water's got a lot of my balls. But it was great fun. It was great fun being a part of the golf club. It was brilliant. There were others who liked doing the same thing I did. And then a few years later, I joined a squash club and I got this really funky key. And this key meant that I could get in. I just put it on the wall and psh, doors opened. You walked in, and the lights came on. It was great. I was a member. And there were other guys who liked playing squash. And there were other people who liked to talk about squash. And it was good fun. And I guess many of you are members of clubs. Hands up if you're a member of a club, swimming club, rugby club, ballet. You don't have to put your hands up. You're all members of clubs. Good. Ballet clubs, lots of different clubs, book clubs. And it's fun, isn't it? It's fun being part of a club because you're kind of all the others that like doing what you like doing. And so you can talk to people, can't you, about gymnastics because you all like doing gymnastics together. And people often think of church a bit like a club. It's a club for those who like talking about Jesus. But you know what? Church is not a club. It's not like a club because when you become a Christian, when you believe the good news of Jesus, that he died on the cross and rose for us, that we could be friends with God, when you believe that, there's a fundamental change happens in our relationship with each other, with other Christians. That's the difference to being a member of a club. See if I can help you understand this. See, if you see someone from your swimming club or gymnastics club and you're out shopping, even if you don't know them that well, you kind of have to feel you say a kind of polite hello, don't you? So you go to the swimming club, you sit one end of the pool and you're playing with your friend Jemima and you swim with her every day, but the other end of the lanes is George. He's right at the other end. You know George because he's part of the same club, you're same, the same class, but you don't really talk to George. He's just part of the same class. But you see George when you're out shopping, what do? Do you just ignore him? No, you go, hi George, why? Because you're part of the same club and you like being part of the same club, and that's what club members do, isn't it? You say hello to each other, you kind of recognise each other. But the relationships that Christians have with one another, those who love Jesus, well, they're not just a kind of a polite hello. You know, that we all belong to the same club, we like doing things together. See, because the Bible speaks of those who are God's people, who are as a church, in these ways. It talks us of being like a body. So 1 Corinthians 12, 12 to 13, we read this, you see. The body is a unit, though it's made up of many parts. And though it's all of its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we're all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we're all given the one Spirit to drink. See what he's saying there? So when you become a Christian, you become part of a body, the body of God's people. And we're supposed to think of it like that. So if you remember, part of this means, so some of us here are arms, some of us here are chest, some of us here are toes, some of us here are fingers. We're all supposed to be part of this body of Christ, you see. And so if you think about it, here's my arm, here's my chest. And if you're the arm and I'm the chest, you see how we're connected to each other? It's not like I can go, oh, here's my arm, you just do what you want over there and I'll be the chest over here. No, we're connected. There's a relationship that's stronger than just kind of the swimming club relationship, isn't there? A swimming club, you can say hello, it doesn't really matter. But at church, you're connected. You're a Christian and you're part of the same body, and bodies kind of are all connected and there's a deep relationship. Does that make sense? So we're a body, we're connected, but you know how else the Bible talks about church? Anyone else have one guess? There's lots of ways, but think of a key way that we speak of it. Go on, what did you say? Family, that's right. So we read in Ephesians 2:19, consequently you're no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. And a household is a family. And think about how we think about family. Think about it. Think about your natural family, your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, your grandparents, your aunties, your uncles. Do you love them? Do you care for them? Is there something more to your love and relationship with your mum and dad and all your family than you have with your friends at the swimming club or the ballet club or the book club or the football club? Yeah? I mean, hands up if you love your friends at the rugby club or the swimming club more than you love your mum or dad or grandparents or aunts and uncles. Yeah. For those who don't know, that was my son. We'll have words later. There was always going to be one. But no one really does, do they? Not if things are going well. You love your mum and dad and your family more than you love your friends at the swimming club or the ballet club or the rugby club. And as Christians, we're to think of other Christians in our church as family. We're to love them as such. They're more than just other people who like doing the same things as me. We're family. Because we love Jesus, and as those who love Jesus, we're connected together like a body, like being a family. That's why in Acts 2, they were devoted to one another. That's why they looked out for one another, because they were a body, they were a family. And so we can now begin to see why we need to belong. See, why belong to a local church? Why turn up on Sunday? Why be committed to these people here? Because if being a Christian means we belong to a body, to a family, then I need you and you need me. So you think about a body. We're going to work a little bit more now about the body. I need a volunteer. I need a volunteer, any volunteer. Megan, come on up. Now, Megan, hey, just sit on the lens. It's fine. Don't worry. Just a little look at my little bag here. Don't you worry too much. Okay. If you could put your hands behind your back, please. I'm going to put the blindfold on you. You might want to get the hair out of the way. There you go. There you go. Is that comfortable? Can you see anything? Close your eyes. Don't look. Can you see anything? No. No, no? You're all right. Everyone see that? Megan, hands behind her back, blindfolded. Now, Megan, you can't use your arms, but can you brush your teeth, which is next to you? Can you bend over, give it a go? Yeah, not really happening, hey? No? How about if we got a friend? You want a friend? Pick a friend. Who would you like a friend to come and help you here?
Abby.
Abby. Come on out, Abby. Brilliant. Now, what I'd like you to do is kneel behind Megan. There you go. Put your arms through here, through here. There you go. Brilliant. Get close. Right. I'll give you a bit of a helping hand here. Why is everyone worried? Toothbrush there. Okay. Water. Don't need to drink it. You might want to dip it in there. Okay. So what we're going to do is see if you can help Megan brush her teeth now. It's a little bit easy. You might want to dip it in. Yeah. Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you see? No? Can you? Oh, beautiful. Look at that. Lovely. Woo. Do you think it'd be, I'll tell you what, Abby, just sit there. I'll tell you what we could do with now is another friend. Pick another friend. How about Eleanor?
Oh, Eleanor.
Come on up, come on up. Eleanor, what I want you to do is just stand there. Now, you're going to be the eyes, okay? You're going to help Abby guide it, okay? So, you ready? So, tell her to go up. Get nearer, get where you think it is, Abby. There you go. Get into the mouth. You may want to turn it. You may want to help her out a bit more, Eleanor. Go on, give it a hand. There you go. Now, give it a little. There we go. There you go. Brilliant. Do you want to have a cup of water, Megan, or not? Do you want to have a little drink? Should we go with that? No, let's not do that. That could get dangerous. I'll tell you what. That's great. That's enough. That's brilliant. But you see. Okay, that's great. Thank you. Brilliant. There you go. Here's some tissue, Megan. There we go. There we go. You can take the thing off there. Good. You might want to have a little sip of a drink. Yeah? Yeah. That's great. Brilliant. Very hard to do it on your own, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it easy with Abby?
No,
it was even easier with Eleanor, wasn't it? I tell you what, though, for being such a great sport, you can keep the toothbrush. It's all right, it's only the one I clean the toilets with. So, it's not really. Okay, why don't you guys go and sit down? Brilliant, thank you. Do you want another drink of water there, Megan? Yeah. They'll be talking about that for years. There's a little bit of water if you want to get that out. But you see how you need a body there? See, do you see how there was a body there? You see, there was a Megan, she had no arms, she couldn't see, very hard for her to brush her teeth. What does she need? She needed a pair of arms and she needed someone else to be the eyes, and then together they could brush her teeth, couldn't they? And you see, it's a similar way in which we as a church need each other. That's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians that we're a body. And so some of us, you see, are a bit like the arms. Some of us are a bit like the eyes. Some of us are just kind of the body, the chest, as it were, and the head. Others of us are our toes and fingers, but we all have a part to play. We need each other if things are going to happen, if we're going to function properly as a church. See, we need each other to play our part. So think about a Sunday morning. Just one Sunday morning. We need those to happen on a Sunday morning. We need those who are going to serve drinks. We need those who are going to lead. We need those who are going to preach. We need those who are going to play music. We need those who are going to teach children. We need those who are going to welcome. And there's numerous other roles that to be done that no one person can do all of them. We need each other to function as a body. So imagine that a body that has arms. Here's your body, you've got arms, but they don't work. I mean, how sad would that be? Imagine having the arms that just didn't work. They just kind of hung by the side like this. You kind of walked around life, but you could never use your arms. How frustrating, like a penguin. How frustrating would that be? How difficult would that be? But you think about it, if a church, and we're first supposed to think of the church as a body, and there's church who have arms, but they never work. How frustrating would it be as a church body to kind of be walking around and we had people who had arms who could do things, but they weren't doing it. You see, we need each other. That's why it's good to belong to a local church, because as a Christian, we all have a role to play. Jesus gives us a role to play, and we need one another. So you can't do the Christian life on your own, because we need people who are going to care for others. We need people who are going to tell others about Jesus. We need others who are going to kind of speak words of encouragement to us. We need people who are going to pray for each other. We need people who are going to encourage and teach us. And you can't do that on your own. We need each other. We're a body. And each part has an important role to play. Be it with the arms that brush the teeth, or the eyes that show how to do that, or the person with the teeth. We all have a part to play, from the youngest to the oldest. See, we need each other. Then think about a family. See, what do families do? They care for one another. They love one another. See, if you're a family and one of the family members of your family is rejoicing, the rest of the family rejoices. If one of your family is sad, the rest of the family is sad, isn't it? If your sister is having a tough time at school, you feel for her in that, don't you? You're sad for her. You seek to help them out, look after them. If your brother wins a football competition, then you're happy for them and you enjoy throwing a party for them. Do you know what? That's how Paul speaks of us in Romans 12. He says, look, if you belong to a church family, if one rejoices, all rejoice. If one is sad, we're all sad, because we're family. So if someone has a baby, we all rejoice. Someone loses their job, we're all sad. We feel the pain because we're a family. So in Acts 2, they said they had things in common. Some had lots, some had very little. They help one another out. They're a family. And belonging to a family is also where you learn, isn't it? Where you're taught and encouraged and spurred on. So you go to school, but your parents are the ones who do most of your teaching. They're the ones who help you learn to speak and care for you and to learn what is right and what is wrong within your family. Your parents teach and instruct you. And it's similar to belonging to a church family. We teach one another and encourage one another in what it means to follow Jesus. So we saw in Acts 2, isn't it? They were devoted to the teaching. They were taught together. They encouraged each other. Do you see how we need one another? We need to care for one another. We need to be taught by one another. Which is why we come together. Which is why we're all committed to being here as a church. But you know what? There's one other thing. That being a body and why it's important that we belong is because together we display the gospel. Because you see, what happens is people look at us and they go, what is it that unites people from different ages, different ethnic backgrounds, different countries, those who are rich, those who are poor? What brings them all together? What enables them to love one another and care for one another and depend on each other that is so different to the relationships that we have at our golf club and swimming club and bowling club and bingo club? And they go, what is so different? Why do you love each other? Why do you care for one another, even though you come from such different backgrounds? And the answer is Jesus, isn't it? See, they see Jesus. They see his death and resurrection, and they see our faith and our hope and our trust in him that connects us and unites us as a family. We display the gospel. And you know what's even more amazing? Paul says in Ephesians 3 that those in heaven, the heaven spirits, are looking down at the wonder of the church, of just how we display the wonder of Jesus. That's an amazing thing. That we're a body, we're a family that displays the gospel, that shows people Jesus. So what will it mean then if I've grasped that? What will it mean if I really understood belonging? Well, I think it says this. I think it'll mean you need to be a super glue member, not a blue tack member. See, a blue tack member is one who joins a church but doesn't really join. Because the thing with blue tack is, here's our little church over here. Oh, don't rip. Here's a little church over here, look. It's little people, little boys, little girls, big boys. And a blue tack member, well, they just kind of turn up, loosely connect. Maybe there for a couple of Sundays. But then the next day, do you know what? Doesn't matter. Next Sunday I'll go because I can go to another church. Doesn't matter. I'm a blue tack member. I can go over here. Or I can go over here. See, it doesn't really matter. Maybe I join and I connect up here, and that's okay. I'll be here for a little bit, but I don't really join. Maybe I serve a little, but not really. Do you know what I mean? I kind of just do what I need to. It's what I call a tick box rota service. You kind of do what you need to. You go on the coffee rota for a bit, but that's all. You're just a blue tack member. It doesn't really matter. You're not really connected to the church. You can come and go. That's what blue tack members do, isn't it? They don't play their part. They don't play their role. They're Christians. They believe, but they haven't grasped the importance of church and connecting. They're always ready to go somewhere else. They're just a blue tack member. It's a bit like joining a rugby club, but only turning up on game days. You never turn up for training. You just turn up for the main event. You're not really part of it. You're not really part of the rugby club. Blue tack members, not really part of the church. They're just not really connected. Just blue tack members. What you want to be is a super glue member. Mr. Super Glue. Now, super glue members. The thing with super glue members is once it sticks to something with super glue, it's very hard to pull away from, isn't it? You can do it, but it's very, very hard. And often when you do pull them away, it leaves a little bit behind. So guess what I've got here? Super glue. Guess what's not going to work? Super glue. It's all right. Just bear with me 2 seconds. I've just got to prod it a little bit. Oh, it's all gunked up. There we go. Try not to get it on my fingers because then my fingers might stick together. That could be a little bit awkward. Can you imagine walking around with this stuck to my fingers all day? I'd be a real super glue member. Ooh, ooh. It's all right. I practice at home. Ready? Here we go. Super glue members. Look at this. Yeah, super glue. Look at this. You put loads of super glue on it. Try not to get it on my fingers. Super glue members stick. Too much? Yeah. That's what I'm hoping. I want it to really stick, to never move again. There's looks of worry down here. It's all right. I'm professionally trained in this kind of thing. Super glue members stick. They permanently stick. See, they're not going. You can't just move them around. You can't just move a super glue. You see, you can't just get rid of them, can you? You can't. I mean, I could pull it there, but see, it sticks. Doesn't move. Now I could get rid of him, but if I did, what would happen? Do you think the paper would tear? Yeah. Of course it would, because you're kind of leaving a bit behind. That's what a super glue member does. But the blue tack member, just go. No, super glue. Look at that. Super glue members. See, super glue members see the priority of being a member. They stick to the church. You can't easily remove them because they love the church. They love their church family. They love the body of the church. They're part of the body. And to lose them feels like you're losing your arm or your leg. When they go, they leave a little bit behind them. They're that much part of the church. And a super glue member is what the Bible calls us to be. It's to see the priority of church. So first, your super glue member joins. He says, you know what? If I'm a believer, you actually say, I want to be part of this family. I want to be part of this body. This is my family. This is my body. And a superglue member says, I'm going to make local church a priority. I'm going to make it a main thing in my life. That means that where I can, I'm going to support the church. I'm going to serve the church. I'm going to attend the meetings and the prayer meetings and the church meetings. I'm going to attend house group. I'm going to make it a priority for my children's life that they attend midweek kids clubs put on for them rather than attending other clubs because I see the priority of church. And I want to be a superglue member who's committed and belongs. And if you're a young person, you believe in Jesus and you want to be committed to church as well. You want to be saying, you know what, I want to go to Zigzag. I want to go to Yo-Yo and FX and Rooted. I want to be part of church. I want to be there on a Sunday. Superglue member says, you know what, I'm going to serve. I want to serve the local body. I want to serve the church. Superglue member says, I want to give to the church with my time and with my money. Superglue member says, you know what, I'm going to connect with people. I'm going to hang out with fellow brothers and sisters, not just on Sunday, but outside of Sunday. It'll mean that I want to just spend time with them, hang with them. Superglue member wants to share our passion of Jesus and what it means to be part of his family. See, a superglue person, a superglue member, sees the priority of local church, the wonder of local church, and joins. A blue tack member loosely joins or not. A blue tack member, church isn't a priority. Yeah, I may come on a Sunday morning, but it's not really a priority for the rest of the week. We don't really live with church and the church family as a priority. See, a blue tack member, well, it doesn't really serve. Or maybe they do serve, and as I was trying to say earlier, they just serve a bit like a rota mentality. All they do is they think, as long as I've served on the coffee rota, that's it, I'm done. I don't need to do any more. Once a month, that's all I need to do. Don't think about how else they can serve in any other way. Blue Tack member doesn't give. Doesn't give their time, doesn't give their money. A Blue Tack member doesn't connect with people. They talk nicely to people on a Sunday, but they don't really talk with people outside of Sunday. They don't really care for other people. They're not interested because it's not a priority. And I know some of you are already thinking, I want to be a superglue member, but I'm too busy. I can't do that. Maybe it's not busyness, maybe it's another reason why you can't make it a priority, why you can't be a superglue member right now. And I'm not speaking to those who are kind of attending us here and kind of thinking about whether to join us because they've moved from another church. I'm talking about those who are kind of been with us and trying to think of all the reasons now why you can't quite be a superglue member at this point. And the truth is, what we make a priority, we do. If we believe that Jesus calls us to be part of a family, if Jesus calls us to be a body, if we believe that this is where the gospel is displayed, if we believe that we need each other, that together we teach and encourage and spur one another on, if this is a place we're called to serve, then local church has to be a priority. It's not law. It's not law. Law says you have to do this. Law says you must do this every day. Priority says, I'm going to do all I can to be part of and be a superglue member. And some of us here used to be superglue members, but have become blue tack members. And you need to stop being a blue tack member and be a superglue member. Because belonging to the local church is part of being a Christian. It's part of our relationship with Christ. And there's no greater privilege as those who love Jesus than to be part of his local church now and for eternity. See, what are you, a superglue member or a blue tack member?